This segment's going to focus more on how to deliver your lines so that they come across with more power, more passion, and more clarity. Let's start with the fact that posture is going to be extremely important. When you're slouching over, your lungs don't have the air capacity that you normally would if you were to sit up straight and breathe deeply. Having air in your lungs enough to deliver your lines will allow you to do powerful, loud performances as well as soft, quiet performances with equal precision and clarity. This is going to be very, very important for when you're delivering lines that require you to speak for a long period of time. If you don't have the air in your lungs, you're going to find that you're stopping more often to breathe. And whenever you breathe too much in a performance, it kind of makes it feel fake. So having enough air in your lungs is going to be very important. Second of all, posturing your head. A lot of this, you know, is we don't think about it actively, but when you think about it in terms of your anatomy and your physiology, it starts to make sense. You want to have proper and easy airflow going from your lungs up into your mouth and your head so that your vocal cords can shape your words properly. So when you do your lines, don't tilt your head down. Lift your head up and look straight ahead so that when you're recording, there's no constriction in your throat, unless, of course, you need it to be there, so that your words come out very, very clear. Third, let's talk about our mouths, because our mouths are just as important as posture and having enough air and how the air gets to our mouth. Our faces and our lips are controlled all by muscles, and just like any muscle in our body, we have to warm it up and get it, you know, nice, loose, and limber before it really works and performs properly. So there's several exercises that I do to kind of warm up my face, so to speak, for when I do voice acting. The first one, and it's going to sound silly, is I want you to scrunch up your face really, really tight. Like, say you bit into something very sour. So you scrunch up really, really tight and then open your mouth and your eyes very, very wide, like you were surprised and somebody startled you, and hold it there for a few seconds, and then scrunch it back down, and then widen back up, and back and forth, and back and forth. And what this does is this gets your face and your cheeks and your lips ready to move more when you're speaking words. The next trick I use for loosening up my words is I say certain syllables. And what I do is I use the vowels in the English language, A, E, I, O, U, and I stick certain consonants on them in order to make my lips and my mouth ready to kind of dance back and forth between different words. So I'll start off with like ba, be, boo, be, bo. Then go to C. Ka, ki, ku, ke, ko. Maybe go to F. Fa, fi, fu, fe, fo. Let's say M. Ma, mi, mu, me, mo. Let's try V. Va, vi, vu, ve, vo. Z. Za, zi, zu, ze, zo. Now, when you do these lines, when you practice this, when you do this exercise, be very aware of how much expression you put into your face when doing those sounds. The more you stretch and move your lips and your face when trying to pronounce these sounds, the better you're going to be able to transition from one word to another when speaking English, because these sounds mimic some of the harder syllables and more confusing words that are in the English language.